Hello, Lieberlandians, and welcome back to the Lieberland Show. I'm your host, Adam J. Carswell, joined today by another just true man of freedom, personal responsibility, all that good stuff, the way we like it here at Lieberland. And we're joined by Derek Peterson, the founder of Adapt Media, and a lot of other cool things. He's a capital raiser. He's a perpetual traveler. He's actually coming to us live from Mexico right now. I'll let him share the details on that. But just definitely another international man of mystery who's crushing it in business and in life. So, Derek, great to have you here. And on that note, do you have any opening remarks for our listeners?
Brother, it's just an honor and a pleasure to be here on the show with you. You know, when you asked for an invite for me, I had to come on the show. I was like, yeah, I don't care what your show's about, bro. The fact that I get 30 minutes with Adam Carswell is just, it's like an extra bit of sunshine. I mean, down here in Mexico, it's like extra sunshine, just getting a chance to talk to you, brother.
Well, thank you. It's flattering. I appreciate it. And what is the, cause I'm actually coming to you live from Ontario, Canada, where it's freezing right now. So
you want to know? Right now, I got a little aloe on my shoulders from yesterday's sun.
It was too hot.
And,
all right.
at the day club. And it was, let's see, right now it's about 82, very low humidity. I think I see a cloud, maybe one, maybe two. But other than that, it's pure perfection. I'm not going to lie. So
82 is, yeah, that's good. I guess for all of our international listeners, that's about, let me think, it's got to be somewhere between 28 to 30 degrees Celsius. But, yep. So what part of Mexico?
So we're in Tulum, Mexico right now.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, my wife and I have been all over Mexico, but Tulum is about 90 minutes or 2 hours from the Cancun airport, but they're putting an airport in Tulum. So this area is about to explode. Yeah. And they're putting a high speed train from Cancun down to Tulum. So now the influx of just development down in this area. What we love about it is it's like Bali, Indonesia without the 24-hour flight, because it has a very bohemian kind of Balinese vibe to it, which is totally different than the rest of Mexico. So it's a real cool spot for anyone who's not been to Tulum.
Yeah, it's really interesting how that place has transformed just in the past decade. Because I actually went to Tulum, now that you mentioned it, I remember 2017, I think 2017 or 2018. And that was, I feel like that was when it kind of started to get that bohemian vibe. I remember I was at an art festival. That was the main reason I went, but there was an art festival going on there and it looked like probably some kind of mini version of like Burning Man, you know? Yeah. And that seems like that's what it's become, is just a place. Definitely. for that vibe. Now, I haven't been to Bali. I know you've been all over. Have you been, you've been to Bali. So I'm just curious, what was Bali like?
Bali is incredible. I mean, we've been to 40 countries. Did a lot of traveling during the coronavirus, because it was just awesome because it was empty and inexpensive.
Where did you guys, where were you guys able to go during COVID, that like some of the places that didn't get shut down, where'd you go?
So the place, Mexico a lot. So Mexico didn't care. They're like, yeah, come on down here. Yeah. If you want to kill COVID, it's called tequila and Corona. So,
you were getting a lot of booster shots, right?
Booster shots of tequila. Yep. And, so we came to Mexico a lot, and then a lot of country. We went to Jordan. We went to Egypt.
I remember when you went to Jordan. Yeah.
Yeah. All dope places, man. Real cool, experiences, and they were chill, right? They weren't like some of these other countries that were just on complete lockdown. Unfortunately, Bali was one of those countries. A lot of the islands, they really sort of protect, you know, like New Zealand, Australia, and like some of these places were just completely nuts and bonkers about it. Where places like Turkey were like, whatever, you went down there, not a mask in sight, you know, they didn't push the jabs or any of that stuff. So you could just go down there and really enjoy yourself. Free of all the BS at that time. And it was awesome. So that's, we did sort of a desert Middle Eastern kind of tour of the world over those few years, as well as Mexico and some of the other Caribbean islands. But now everything's pretty much wide open, so we'll go wherever. But Bali, to answer your question about that, had to be, out of every place we've been, the most transformative place that we've ever gone to, for really one reason. I mean, first of all, it's dirt cheap. I mean, it's like Monopoly money down there. When you go, when you bring your money, it's incredibly inexpensive. I'm talking like, you and I will go out with our wives for dinner and have drinks, cocktails, appetizers, dessert, and the bill would be like $14 in total.
No way.
Right? Oh, yeah. I'm talking like really nice stuff. We stayed at a villa that was 3,000 square feet. We had a cook. We had a house cleaner person. We had a driver. And we had unlimited massages by our own private infinity pool. We're not bougie people. And it was $176 a night.
Wow.
For that. Yeah, dude. Wow. And it was insane. All hand carved wood and all that stuff. And it was, and to give you context, on our way out to Bali, we had to stay an overnight in San Francisco and stayed at a shitty La Quinta, and the toilet wouldn't even flush. And the bed was incredibly uncomfortable. It was like $210 a night, right? So it's so inexpensive, but the people is what always makes the place. I mean, the food is amazing, all that stuff, the vibe, the scenery. But the people, the most humble, kind, and generous people we've ever come into contact with. So it was like, you leave a different person. A lot of people who've been to Bali will say that. It's true though. It really is. We were kind of like, oh, okay, we'll see. But when we left, we're like, wow.
Okay. And so you can go to visitbali.com and use a discount code Derek Peterson for 15% off your next trip.
Right.
Excuse me.
Now that dinner's $12, right? Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's awesome though. And my wife has always wanted to go there. So that's just good to know. I'm sure we're going to go for sure now. But transitioning over to just kind of your journey on entrepreneurship, personal freedom, everything that, you know, you've been able to accomplish in your life. You've got quite the resume, and I know we don't have enough time to dive into all of it. But could you, I guess, just starting with the freedom one, like, when did you first start realizing, maybe this way that's kind of like marketed to us as just everyday civilians, maybe this isn't the way to go. Maybe there's actually like a layer behind this of how to liberate yourself and live life on your own terms.
Yeah, man, it was a process that I started pre-COVID. That once COVID hit, it was like it poured kerosene on the fire that was already burning inside of me. So, you know, just to kind of give you a little bit of my journey, which will encompass the answer to that question, was, you know, I did the typical, you know, sort of American dream, you know, married young, three kids, you know, white picket fence, chasing money, chasing job, you know, putting money in my 401k, doing what we're kind of conditioned to do in society, like here in the US. And I did it only because everyone else was doing it. And then I got to the point in my life where I left corporate America and I went and I started my first entrepreneurial venture, and I had a medical distribution business for about 7 years, grew that quite large. And I got to this point in my life, called a midlife crisis, an awakening, where I started to realize, like, you know what? I was like, this doing a job because I'd need to make money to go buy things, I don't think this is, because I had acquired all those things, Adam, right? I had 8,500 square foot house. I had $120,000 car in the garage. I had all this stuff that people from the outside looking in would look and be like, oh, this guy's killing the game. Dude, I was miserable inside. And I was like, I need to change something. I need to get into more alignment with the right people. And I need to get more in alignment with what I want to do and start to taste that true freedom. Like, I know it's a big part of what the show is all about. So I said, F it. I left my, I didn't even take a buyout. I told my partners within my medical distribution business, say, hey, I'm done. I love you guys. I'm going to just keep my share. I'm out. I said, I'm going to go start a marketing firm because I want to be creative. I want to do those types of things because that don't feel like work to me. And we're going to go start a travel agency because my wife and I want to travel the world, right? We want to go. And what better way to immerse yourself into that than to go into industries that are in alignment with who you are as a person? That's a big part of freedom, right? I mean, freedom is, you know, not always about where we live, but it's like how we live our lives. And so we started on that journey. And, you know, over the course of the years, both businesses started to take off, and, you know, we went on this like around the world honeymoon for 2 months. And that really woke us up in 2019 that this, we were in the right place in this marketing space. So as we came back, I really got into the marketing world, I started to come to the realization of how marketing is used to influence. And another word for influence is manipulate individuals and their mindsets, right? So I know that through copy, through imagery, through video as a marketer, I can influence what you're thinking. And once you start to realize the tools that you have, then you realize the tools that are being used against you, right? In media and in marketing on a daily basis. So I look at them through a different lens, right? I would look at ads. I would look at Google ads. I would look at the news. I would look at all this shit. And I'd say, you know what? This is just propaganda. This is just marketing. This is just BS. But we're so glazed over as individuals that we don't realize that, because you don't realize the tool that's being used against you unless you understand that it's a tool, right? So then COVID hit, right? So now I've really established myself as a marketer, as a marketing business. And then COVID hit, and I'm watching the news and I'm like, this isn't adding up. There was just this layer of BS.
I mean, talk about the marketing for the virus itself, right?
Oh, it's incredible. I mean, you saw the way that it was being shoved down everyone's throats, the way it was being pushed, the messaging in the media, the messaging from, you know, from the pharma companies, the messaging from, you know, all these companies that have shared collective financial interest. Then you start to decode what was really happening here. And I also just started looking around and I was like, no one's dying around me, right? I know people died. Don't get me wrong. There were people that were very sick. They did die, but it wasn't the picture that was being painted. But because I had a medical distribution business, I would start to call up some of my doctor buddies, right? And some of them they're like, yeah, like I had a buddy that worked in Miami and he worked in the ER in Miami. And I just saw a news clip where they showed them like wheeling bodies out of the hospital. So I call him up and I was like, hey, is that really happening? And he sends me a picture, a video from his phone. It's freaking, the ERs are empty, right? There's nobody there. He's like, it's total bullshit. So I was like, okay. So then that began to click for me. So my wife and I made a decision that we take care of ourselves. We take care of our body. We're not going to let this fear mongering slow us down. We understood what was really happening. We went to the right side of the fence. And we decided we're going to go ahead and live our lives. And our lives during COVID, because we made that decision to not live in fear, completely accelerated. Marketing firm took off. Travel agency definitely took a tank because no one could go anybody everywhere. But now people are going through their travel revenge time. So that business has taken off. And you know, really it transformed into other businesses that I've opened because of this, not succumbing to that fear and choosing to live with a freedom mindset and an open mindset and a positive mindset versus sort of succumbing to that fear. And it's been absolutely amazing. Like COVID, I mean, it was a blessing for us. It was a blessing for our business. It really helped us out a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's kind of the era in which you and I first got connected and met. And it's, I mean, ladies and gents, one of the main reasons Derek is here is because I know he just sees the world through a similar lens as a lot of us. And so I'm like, dude, we got to get you on here and just talk about this stuff. So we kind of met during that time frame, and also with our mastermind, Raise Masters, we launched that in the middle of COVID. It was perfect because no one could go anywhere. It's like, you know how it is. It's mostly Zoom calls. Yep. And we do have an in-person component as well, which hopefully I see you at the next one. But anyways, actually, yeah, you're going to be rocking the stage there. I guess we'll just do a quick promo for Raise Fest. Go to raisefest.com for more information. That's RAISEFEST, raisefest.com for more information if you want to hang out with me and Derek in person, February 22nd through the 24th. But anyways, you started doing marketing for capital raisers, people raising equity primarily for commercial real estate deals in the US, but it was like just another series of connecting the dots for you, right? Like I know you're even raising capital yourself now, which before COVID, you probably hardly even knew what raising capital was, right? So tell us about journey.
Yeah, journey was wild, man. So when we were in Bali, Indonesia on our Around the World honeymoon back in 2019, I had a call with Whitney Sewell at Lifebridge Capital. He's just a capital raiser.
Who's a great dude. Great dude.
Awesome guy. Right. Yeah. And so we did, he wanted us to build his website. I had one employee at the time. Now that's, you know, it's 15X that. And he's like, hey, can you build my website? And I was like, sure. Right. And I was like, we'd only built like five. Now we built near 1,000. And I was like, okay, let's go ahead and do this. So I started to peer into the world of capital raising. I was an LP investor. And then I went on his podcast, right? And and talked about marketing, and he just kind of did that as a favor to me. So he just needed a guest. His podcast was really getting going. So all of a sudden my phone started to ring, and I said more and more capital raisers, more and more sponsors and operators would start to see and hear me talk on this podcast, which led to another podcast that led to more brands being built. So I had done about 20 at the time, maybe 30. And then Tim and Greg Lyons at Cityside Capital were just a couple, another couple Tim, great dudes. Yeah. Great dude. Right. And I was like, man, I was like, I'm doing all this branding for all these capital raisers. I'm really interested in how do I get into this business? Like, how do I raise capital? I think I could actually be pretty good at this. And he's like, you know what, man? He's like, you got this marketing skill. You do all this branding. He goes, somebody will eventually come to you and ask you to just partner with them. And you bring that as your secret sauce. I was like, cool. So I told Amy, my wife, I was like, we should do that. And the universe aligns, you know, you threw that energy out into the universe, that boomerang came back. So I started a capital raising company with a couple guys. And over the course of a couple years, we raised close to $30 million for other sponsors and operators. And they were great guys. I love these guys to death, but it's that role, that position sort of sat, you know, fourth or fifth on their priority list. So I felt like we weren't doing as much as we could, and I was getting a little frustrated. So we decided to sort of part ways, and I got a phone call from somebody by the name of Balakrishnan, who is somebody that we're now partners together.
Maybe another future guest for the Lieberland show there.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Bala would love. Oh, yeah. I will absolutely got to get him on. The guy is brilliant. And so what we did was, he just had a conversation. Like, it was another like, hey, I need a brand built for my capital raising thing. Now I'd done hundreds of them, right? So I'd done hundreds of brands and really established myself as one of the biggest ones in the industry doing marketing for real estate capital raisers, sponsors, and operators. And we clicked. We had like this instant, like, just like you and I, Adam, which is like love at first sight, right? We had this connection. And so what happened was, I went ahead and he said, you know, I might be interested in partnering with you and having you play a greater role here. Be part of the GP team, help me raise this capital, you know, come on the other side of the fence. And so now I saw an opportunity to come from a capital raising seat to the sponsor operator role, and really see all the nuances of what happens on that side of the fence. So I met with him over the course of three visits just to do my due diligence to make sure he was who he says he was and he had the experience. And last year, we raised $18.5 million for our first fund, Zenit Thomas. We raised that capital in 4 weeks, which was insanely fast. And then we are 25 million raise out of our $30 million fund as of the day of this recording here in early January, 2024. And we raised that in about 7 weeks. We've raised another 25 million. We're going to wrap this raise up in probably 2 weeks.
Absolutely crazy.
Totally bonkers, man. And because of all of the relationships I have with capital raisers, because I built their brands, it allowed me the opportunity to go out and bring in great studs and then use all the marketing tools that we had to raise capital ourselves and collectively build this machine to go out there and just smash it, man. It has been a wild ride.
I want to say this is probably the largest dollar amount of equity raise that we've ever talked about on the Lieberland show. So don't be surprised if President Ilichka comes knocking on your door for some raising for Lieberland now. But that's really cool. And then for anyone tuned in as well, we got an international audience. So sometimes, and maybe you've seen this from working with a few foreign investors too, sometimes the returns on U.S. real estate compared to really any other market in the world almost seem like too good to be true, basically, right? So I'd highly recommend anyone tune in right now. I mean, if you are in the U.S. and you're familiar with what we're talking about, that's great. But if you're, you know, outside the border or whatever, you know, I don't even know what the topic of borders is these days, but we do want to get you in touch with Derek for that. Or if you need help with marketing, because he's an absolute gangster at it. And I've seen him help dozens of business transform their brand as well. So on that note, because I just want to make sure we get it in here at least a couple of times, what would be like the number one best way for anyone tuned in to follow up, get in touch with you, ask questions, et cetera?
Yeah, thanks for that, Adam. They can go, I'll give you two options. One is just go to adaptmediaagency.com and you'll see an opportunity to book a call with me. Book a call. Let's chat. Let's see what your needs are. Whether it's, you know, like I said, raising capital or perhaps marketing, or you just want to talk about freedom and liberty, I'm down with it as well. So, and my name is Derek. It's Derek. So you can hit me up at Derek, Derek at adaptmediaagency.com. Just hit me with an email, and I'm all about connecting with great people. I'm an international man as well, so it doesn't matter what part of the world you're at. Would love to chat with you. Maybe I'll see you in person, because we are soon going to be full-time international travelers, Adam. And
right. Okay. So tell me about months. That, because I saw you mentioning that, but I didn't know how serious or what that looks like. Yeah.
We're not messing around. So we are, my wife and I, you know, we're going to be empty nesters. You know, we're going to have an empty house with our kids. And you know, we have this massive house, a couple cars, we have all this stuff that we've accumulated, and through traveling, we've realized that none of that stuff really matters, right? It's not really that important. This need to kind of possess all these things. It's really people, experiences, and true freedom. Right. And sometimes when you have all that stuff, it ties you down from truly being free and exploring and being curious and meeting new people. Cause you're like, oh, I don't want to travel because I got this big ass mortgage. So we are going to sell our house, our cars, and 95% of all our stuff. Only the trinkets that mean something to us, we're going to put into storage. And then we're going to be completely free of any debt, any of that stuff. And we're going to go travel the world for several years. We're going to Portugal for several months to start. Nice. Then we'll come back, see the kids, and then go back out somewhere else, come back, see the kids, you know, my mom and all that, you know, all our relatives, Amy's family. And we plan to do that until we don't want to do that anymore. So that could be a year, it could be 10 years, could be forever. Amy and I have done a lot of traveling together. She's my business partner as well. So we're used to spending a lot of time with each other. Cause you know, not everyone can do that in their relationships. We're blessed to have that, as part of ours. So yeah, man, that's the plan. Just total straight up freedom, brother. So
we had a stint there where my wife and I, we did something similar. Now we've got a 1 year old and another one on the way. So I think we're still going to go for it as often as we can, but you know what it's like probably traveling with toddlers. It's a little bit different.
It is.
All that being said though, I couldn't resonate more with what you're saying, because I always like to, like, for example, we went to Belize in 2022 for a little over a month, and I used to live there. So it wasn't like a completely brand new experience, but it's cool to be able to take what you do and what I do, you know, as long as we have an internet connection and maybe a good microphone and camera. Sometimes you don't even need that. You can get what you need to get done and just live in a different culture. And I think that's what it comes down to, is like being someone who just like goes on vacation somewhere for a week or 2 weeks and doesn't actually get to experience what it's like to be present in that town or whatever you have. Those are the things that you can't replace those experiences. And so I just love what you guys are doing, because we're probably going to follow that blueprint at some point in time. Just being present in different parts around the world. I do think, like, in many ways, that's kind of why God gave us this world, right? Is to check it out and not stay in one place. So
I completely agree, brother. You said a couple words there, and that was present in God. And, you know, being present is something that I think when we fall into our routines of life, in our comforts, and, you know, in our house and Netflix and, like, you know, all these things, granted, they're nice, but you fall into this routine of just habitual sort of laziness. You fall into these routines of just kind of doing the same mundane things. You're not growing, you're not expanding, you're not connecting. And I do agree that, yeah, God created this entire earth for us to go explore. And the more you travel, you know this, the more you grow. And, you know, I'm getting older, right? And the sands of time are falling through my hourglass. And I'm like, we got to do this now, right? We don't want to wait till we're 65, just like they condition you to think.
Right.
Screw it. Yeah. We live in a world where, like you said, I got a camera, I got a laptop, I got this microphone, I drug to Mexico for you, and that's all I need. So,
exactly.
Yeah, man, I didn't know you lived in Belize. That is definitely one of the spots. I have to hit you up on that.
Oh, dude. Yeah, that's my second home in many ways. I think we'll definitely have a place there at some point in time. And you need to visit Liberland. It's a little tricky to get in, but there are ways to. I don't know if you know the context there, but we can help you out with that. But I would really plant the seed on Ark Village, which is kind of on the Serbian side of the Danube River, close to Liberland. That's where the most I would say visitors of the country go to. And one of my best friends for life, who's actually from Belize, is living there at Ark Village right now. So I'll send you some information on it, but I think you guys would just totally have a blast. there, and maybe even at Floating Man. We'll go ahead and do one plug for that as well. Floating.ll.land, or is it Floating Man? Floatingman.ll.land. That's the website for, it's the annual Liberland Summer Festival. I went to it 2 years ago. It was awesome. I DJed there. It's the first time I ever did a live set. So that was cool. We'll try to get back to Serbia this summer. We'll see. But you, dude, you got to go. Got to take your wife and,
yeah,
and hang out with some Liberlandians and get you your passport. We should be getting you your passport soon.
Sign me up, man. Whatever I got to do. I've been talking to
Cam.
Cam, yeah. He's the one who told me about all of this. So I didn't even know. And then knowing you're part of this, I'm like, I'm sold. I'm good.
Cool.
Sign me up.
Cool. Yeah, we'll get you connected. So anyways, that's all the time we have for today. Liberlandians, thank you for investing your most valuable resource with us here today, your time, Derek, as well. And I'll see you in the future, man. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks, brother. Appreciate you.
Yep. See you.